Hey.
This is the Frayed Wire Podcast, Episode 4. I'm Josh 60502.
I'm just Matt Poner. Hey.
Joe will be John.
Hey, and yeah, get ready. So we're going to open up the site, take a look at our new posts this week.
All right.
Because we usually do that. The first thing at the top of the list, Little Dead Space. Me and Joe here know all about that.
That is a great level. Everybody should do it. This guy knows what he's doing in Little Big Planet.
Does he have like any other levels that are like that?
I have not checked, but it is amazing.
Oh.
Actually, on his YouTube account or something, it was actually the guy who made the level. So I don't remember him having anything else. All I saw was links to, like, the 9/11 Little Big Planet level that we talked about in our last podcast. He had some other funny ones. I don't know if I should mention them because, you know, they're pretty bad. But, you know, just look for them if you want to.
What's his, do you know his YouTube name? Or
I forgot what that was, but
this guy should be one of the makers of this game. He knows exactly how to do it.
Yeah, this Little Dead Space really was better than some of the media molecule levels.
Really?
It was. Yeah. It was amazing. Have you seen the video?
No, I haven't.
Oh, man, you're missing out there.
Yes, it's very good. Yeah.
So, I liked it so much, I got the demo for the real Dead Space. Because, you know, it was good. It was a very short demo.
Yeah.
And you die at the end and you can't do anything about it.
But, wow, spoiler. Way to spoil it.
Okay, sorry, I had to spoil it. But some guy comes out of a door and, like, kills you horribly. But it was interesting. There's, you know, it's not a bad game.
I suck at it, just saying.
Yeah, it took me a while to figure out all this stuff, but eventually I got it. Next post, Resident Evil 5 gets a patch.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nothing really more to say.
I just wanted to get out some Resident Evil 5 stuff. Everybody noticed the banner up there.
I did.
Yeah, pretty good.
I played the demo, not that good. I do not like it.
What? Why is that?
I do not like it. If you're going to play a good third-person shooter, you got to play Metal Gear Solid 4, Guns of the Patriots, number one game.
Of course.
Yes, I didn't like the demo either. It's very stiff, but that's probably just how the franchise is.
But, you know, like in Dead Space, it's sort of the same third-person, over-the-shoulder type thing.
But you can move.
Yeah, you can move and aim and shoot at the same time, and it's still kind of half-scary. I don't think any games are really scary, but, you know, it still has that atmosphere to it. So I don't know what they're really thinking with this game.
Yeah.
So, moving on, a first look, Stuntman Ignition, post by Matt.
One of the few.
One of the few posts. Yeah, so it's not a review, just kind of a impressions type of thing.
I've been formulating the review in my head. There's some epic picture.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty epic picture.
I actually remember doing that. It's pretty fun. I get really mad at it sometimes just because you pretty much are going at it blind, like you don't know where to turn or anything. And it's fun, but you get sort of mad at it sometimes.
Yeah. It reminds me of, I think I played one of the other Stuntman games a long time ago. So it's sort of just like one thing, you have to do it either perfectly right or fail.
Pretty much, but you get like 5 misses, so that's sort of nice.
So it's like you're pretending to be like in a cutscene or something. And
like you, in the first movie, you're driving away. You do like 7 scenes a movie, and like you're driving down a mountain from lava, and you have to like pass close to stuff, go in between, hit the action button to set yourself on fire.
Oh, and you like live through all that?
Well, yeah, you're a stuntman.
Well, of course. Yeah.
You're like God, except in movies.
Yeah, and in a car.
Of course.
So it's unbeatable, pretty much.
Yeah.
Moving to the next post. Internet Gaming Spotlight. Don't you know what? Your pants. Try to keep it clean, you know. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, starts with an S, ends with a T. So, did anybody play this except for me, or?
No,
I have not played that.
No, but you should, because this was seriously funny, because, you know, there really aren't a whole lot of internet games that make me laugh, but this was awesome. And it's pretty short, but, you know, it's worth it.
Oh, good internet games are short.
Yeah, you can't really spend too much time on those things, because that's not what they're for.
I guess.
So, I don't know. If you haven't played, don't crap your pants. We'll say that, because we got to keep the podcast clean for the children. Yeah, play it if you haven't done it. So our next post, I think actually one of the last ones of this whole 3 weeks.
Yeah.
The Left 4 Dead review.
Left 4 Dead. It's a pretty decent game, but the graphics, not the highest quality. I'm gonna
Well, because you played it in the split screen, same with Matt.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mentioned in the review that split screen doesn't really give the best impression of it. You really kind of have to do it on your own.
But there is nothing better than killing zombies.
I agree.
Isn't that right? Yeah. And it's just a good game. 8.9 out of 10. So, pretty high score.
I would have gave it an 8.5, but I haven't played enough to fully give it a review.
I don't know. From my experience, maybe probably an 8.5.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. A lot of places I've seen give it like a 9 or higher, but I didn't really think it was 9 worthy. I was going to give it a solid 9 out of 10, but then I decided, you know, it just doesn't deserve the 9, so I just gave it a tenth less. If that really matters to anybody, but
something I'm noticing here, you have like 5 pros, but then you have like 20 cons.
They're just long sentences.
Oh,
they're really,
okay.
You know, in the pros I have original, amazing co-op, but in the cons they're like all sentences on their own.
Okay, yeah.
Co-op is definitely a good part of the game that definitely helps the review.
Yeah. In the cons, some of them are minor things, you know, like not scary despite all the horror elements. And I guess the other ones are kind of big. Like 5 gigabytes of hard drive space, I had to install it to get it running. As it turns out, people, I'm probably going to have to send in the Xbox to get repaired again because everything's freezing. And the only way to get it to work is to install it, and now I have no space left on the hard drive.
So you're saying the Xbox is horrible?
I didn't say that. I just said I got to send it in for
repairs. Are you saying switch to PS3?
No, I'm not, actually.
Are you saying switch to Wii?
I have a Wii, actually.
Oh, yeah.
And the Wii is not delivering.
I suggest the PS3. It is a good system. Free, well, you can use internet and everything on there. You don't need to pay $50.
But
yeah,
you have to pay $600 or whatever for
no,
the
it's
system.
Not $600. It's like
lower.
Exactly as much as the Xbox 360 now. So.
Well,
and you get a Blu-ray player.
Did
I mention that?
If I didn't have a 360 or PS3 right now, I'd probably go with the PS3 just because there are a lot of benefits to it. But I've already spent so much money on the Xbox, I can't really change.
I watched SWAT last night. That is a pretty good movie in Blu-ray.
Surround
sound.
Oh, yeah.
It was a great movie.
Yeah, I saw that at a church function, but I fell asleep, so...
I saw it before.
Are you saying it's bad or something?
No, I was...
He fell asleep because he was at church.
Yeah, no, it was like 4 in the morning when I started watching it. It was an all-night thing.
I mean, it starts off really good with a bunch of action because there's like this bank robbery or whatever's going on, and the guy shoots the civilian in the arm.
What a jerk.
I don't know. This guy's not very good at shooting.
Yeah.
He ends up being the bad guy at the end, so...
Well, yeah, I saw it a long time ago. I just don't really remember it. But our other post, RE5 for the win.
FTW.
Yeah, you know, I just wanted to have 2 little abbreviations going. So, Resident Evil 5 came out.
Woo.
Put a header at the top just to celebrate, because I like making headers.
You make those headers?
Yeah, well, all you gotta do really is take a picture of the game and then type in frayed wire somewhere on it and then cut off a part of it and use that as the header.
Okay.
So I'd like to do that more often. Just, you know, people send me some suggestions for headers you'd like to see, and most likely you'll get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our other post is Podcast 3 is up and running.
We talked about a lot of stuff.
We did. I don't think we'll have as much to talk about this week.
Right.
I don't think we will, but yeah, just looking at all the stuff we did before. What kind of things did they talk about that we are not talking about? Stuff we're playing at the moment. I don't know who wants to start with that.
Call of Duty 4, still best game I've played by far.
What prestige are you at by now?
I don't know. Not a lot. Really? I just play for fun.
Yeah.
What am I playing? Not much, really. Just whatever I can squeeze in.
Just download some new Little Big Planet stuff. St. Patrick's Day
costume.
That looked pretty cool. And then I got a Killzone 2 mini pack thing with stickers and costumes in it.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get Killzone 2? Or
I am hoping to, but I don't really have the funds for it.
Oh, you gotta have the fundage. We did the demo. That was a good demo.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Other than the controls, it was pretty decent.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. The controls are like floaty.
I don't know. I thought it seemed realistic, like how your person would move and how the camera would move with you running and turning and stuff.
The graphics were definitely a plus to that.
They were pretty good.
Especially when you're on a 1080p HDMI cord system. Maybe.
Okay, yeah, definitely. So, yeah, it really does kind of put, like, Halo to shame with those graphics.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, you were telling me, Joe, about some Little Big Planet thing you got, like Hot Shots Golf or whatever.
Yeah, that, I found out, was actually Hot Shots Golf yeah. Gabe, and not for Little Big Planet.
So.
I read it wrong, and I actually spent $2 on it.
Well, I don't know. You'd better get the Hot Shots Golf thing, then.
Just to make it worth it. It wouldn't.
There's nothing wrong with Hot Shots Golf. Who doesn't like big heads and colorful courses?
I don't.
And your Blu-ray quality screens and... Oh, yeah. Well, so Matt, you said you're not really playing anything.
Nah, I slip in some Wii Tagua every now and then.
Yeah? How's that been going?
I don't know, just a slow climb. I'm at level 39, I think. I don't know. Very slow.
Slow but good.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
I don't know, sometimes I get pissed off with the... sometimes like the internet just drops out.
Well.
That might be my house. I don't know if it's the game or not.
Yeah, I don't really know what it would be. I am not... playing a whole lot of specific stuff, just, I don't know, because, you know, since I said I was going to send in the box soon, I've just been kind of wanting to do some stuff real fast before I, you know, can't anymore. So I've been doing demos and stuff. I kind of took off Left 4 Dead off my hard drive just so I'd have space. So me and Matt right here, we were doing the Wanted demo.
Weapons of Fate, yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun, yep. I'd say.
I didn't really get to play it a whole lot, but...
Yeah, sorry.
I don't know.
But I'm not... Yeah, it's a fun demo. Just third-person shooter, but then you got lots of other stuff. Like, you can curve bullets, and, like, since it's third-person, it has, like, a cool cover system, and, like, if you have enough adrenaline that you get from, like, shooting guys, you can, like, when you're switching cover, you, like, can pop guys really fast in the head. It's... I don't know. Pretty fun.
Yeah, you were, the whole demo pretty much was on some airplane. And you'd shoot off...
Snakes on a plane.
You would shoot some fire hydrant things, and doors would blow off, and people would fall off, but yet your person could stand perfect, and nothing would happen.
Well, I'm an assassin. Those are hired guns. Who do you think's gonna win?
Yeah, I guess. There really is no explanation for any of that. And why he just wants to use pistols the whole time and doesn't pick up anything better, I don't know.
I don't know, that's sort of his thing, because he couldn't really bend a shotgun smoothly. He'd be, like, waving the whole thing.
Sure you can.
I'll let you demonstrate.
Okay, I'll do that after this podcast.
All right.
So what do you guys feel about Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2?
I don't know.
I just hope it's not the same as the last two Call of Duty games.
I just feel it's going to like break off into its own thing. There's going to be Call of Duty and then Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Yeah, it won't like go through the numbers and everything.
I don't know. I'm looking forward to it, so I'm
so
probably going to get it, definitely.
What has been announced about it, really? Like, what do we know?
I am not sure, but all I know is it's Modern Warfare and it's by Activision again.
Between Infinity War?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't know, a plus for, like, Modern Warfare compared to, like, the World War II, like, new guns are being made, like, I don't know, every day or whatever. But, like, with World War II, there's only, like, a set number of guns that they have.
I just didn't like how it went back to the old one. Like, it just, Modern Warfare is way better. I just think it is, because the guns are way cooler.
Just because of the guns, really?
50 cal, best gun. Definitely.
I see what you mean. Like, it's limited by what it can do, but in the modern age, you can pretty much do whatever you want with evolving technology.
Yeah,
because,
you know, it's in the future. You can make up a gun or something, and no one can complain because, you know, it's the future. Yeah.
I'd also be interested to see a future warfare, but not, like, ridiculous ones where there's, like, lasers and stuff. Like ones that haven't actually come up with yet, like... Like on that future weapon show on Discovery Channel, like those kind of guns, that'd be pretty cool.
Like sort of guns that are in the works, they're not being made.
Yeah, they're not like super unrealistic, they won't happen for a long, long time, like laser beams and stuff.
They did throw in the ray gun on Call of Duty World at War.
Yeah, that didn't make any sense to me.
Well, you know, it's not really in the campaign except for some secret little thing you can do, but it's really just in the zombies. Speaking of Call of Duty World at War, they just came out with a map pack.
Yeah, what about that map pack?
None of us know about it because none of us have bought it, so...
I don't even have that game, so I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, and you know, Matt has the Wii version, so...
They shaft it completely.
So that leaves me as the only one who could possibly have it, and...
It's all on you, Josh.
Yeah.
So what are in this map pack here?
Three maps based on levels from the campaign, apparently.
I think one's like Underground Subway. It's all bombed out and stuff, I think.
I haven't even seen pictures of them, so I don't know. And then they have some new zombie place, which is getting more and more popular. In my review, I said not a lot of people play the zombies mode, but now everybody does. I don't know. They just kind of unlocked it for everybody.
It is pretty fun, though.
It is.
Yeah, it's a good tie, especially when you're playing with third graders.
Yeah, we were playing with some little kids today, and Matt was trying to convince him he was some 34-year-old married to an Italian porn star. And I think they believed him.
Yeah.
I think
not. Good actor.
Yeah.
Got the voice.
It's annoying. There's all these little kids on Xbox Live, and they all have the same voice. And they just swear constantly.
I'm obviously too spoiled to be playing these M-rated games.
I don't know. Maybe their parents swear along with them. I don't know.
It took me forever for my parents to give me Grand Theft Auto 4. They wouldn't budge with that game.
Yeah, I bought a Call of Duty Wii from a friend, so I don't think they even know it's there.
Yeah, they don't really know you've played Grand Theft Auto, Vice City, or whatever.
Right.
Or No More Heroes.
No More Heroes, fun. Fun.
Yes, it is quite fun, isn't it? So, the zombie mode, apparently there's some electric fences you can put up.
Well, not right away. It's sort of like the help room. You have to get to it to turn on the power.
And you can pick up perks with weapons now, so... Sounds very good based on the Asylum map.
I hope it's not like random perks, because what if you get like Bomb Squad? They'd be completely pointless.
You know, I'm sure they kept that in mind when they were doing that. Like, they wouldn't give you perks you can't use at all.
Well, I know, they're sort of stupid.
No, they're not. This isn't Nintendo we're talking
about.
You have to go. Are you trying to say something to that?
Maybe I am. Yeah, we're just looking at this IGN page.
Two words. What? Red ring. Red.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know.
Yeah.
What?
Red ring.
It's still worth it. Still worth all the pain.
All the pain. All the pain of sending it in 20 times.
Yeah. Anyway, you know, I just have to send that
thing.
You know,
they're gonna start charging you for sending it in.
My warranty is up in 2 weeks, which is why I'm in such a rush to play things fast before I have to send it out. Because then they charge you $100 every time you repair.
Oh my gosh.
But the Red Ring of Death is a special 3-year warranty because, you know, they kept this stuff in mind.
They set it up so it's perfect. As soon as that 3 years is up, another Red Ring will come.
Oh man, what would I do if after the warranty I got the Red Ring and I wouldn't know what to do?
Sell to someone.
I'd sue Xbox.
You can't sue them. They're just too good for that.
Say your child was dependent on that and they killed themselves because it red ringed.
Well, then how are you calling them if you killed yourself because your Xbox broke?
Shut up.
Didn't you say you knew somebody who their Xbox broke, but it was just a normal thing. It wasn't the Red Ring of Death, and the warranty would only cover the Red Ring of Death, so they tried to purposefully give it to themselves.
Oh yeah, they tried. They covered up all the vents and stuff and ran it for 24 hours, and it still wouldn't turn on. It didn't red ring.
Yeah.
So then their dad just smacked it a bunch and it worked for 3 months.
Wait, did they kick it or sledgehammer?
I don't know. I think he just whacked it a bunch on the side.
Speaking of beat it up systems, there's this thing in X-Play that these guys, all they did was beat up. They just destroyed as much as possible Wii, Xbox 360, and PS3, and see which one lasted the longest.
I saw something like that.
And Xbox 360 broke the fastest.
I'm not surprised, really.
So which lasted longer,
the PS3?
I thought the Wii would, because Nintendo, the systems are not very powerful, but they are durable.
Yeah.
I mean, they were just sledgehammers, chucking them on the ground. It was like, you gotta see this. It was just amazing.
Yeah, I saw something they did with that, with the PS2 and the GameCube and Xbox. And they would, like, they took a sledgehammer and were, like, playing golf with it, and then they went to the top of a staircase and dropped it. I forgot.
I think that'd be fun to do that first.
But the GameCube survived. I think the Xbox broke first on that one,
too. Seems like the Xbox, but it's so big, it would, like...
The PS3 is bigger, I think.
Yeah, it is, probably.
I don't know. So, as I was saying a long time ago, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, we're looking at the IGN page for it, and it says it's going to be on the Wii.
What? Which,
yeah, it says also available on PS3, Xbox 360, Wii.
That's going to be some half-aid port.
Good job keeping it clean there.
You're welcome.
It says MTV is reporting that it will come out this fall. Since when was MTV, like, into this stuff?
I don't know. Maybe they've expanded their empire.
Oh, my. Suppose so.
Speaking about that red ring, my math teacher had the red ring, and then he wrapped a warm towel around it or whatever, and it actually worked. He left it on for 15 minutes, and then I cooled for 20 minutes, and then turned it back on, and it worked.
I've heard that, the towel trick or whatever, I thought it breaks it, like, in the long run. It's not good for him.
I have no idea, but it worked for him, so
nice.
Good for him.
Yeah, it's good for him. Let's see. Well, I think we were talking about this whole time games we're playing, and we got off topic.
Yeah.
So I haven't actually said anything yet.
So what games have you been playing?
A little bit of Grand Theft Auto 4.
Yeah.
That is a good game.
That's always good.
Except Nico ended up dying for me, so it didn't work out.
There's different endings, though, so it doesn't have to happen like that, does it?
No, I don't think so, but that's what happened to me.
Well, you know, usually... One of my big complaints about it was that you can't just go on a rampage and do whatever you want, because whenever you die, you lose money. But I found out, turn off the autosave, and you can do whatever you want.
Or you can just go online and do whatever you want.
Yeah, but the online, you don't always get into a good match.
Yeah,
or you can just do it by yourself online and don't invite anybody. Just set it for
you back. Can, but then sometimes the cops are off, and there's some weird glitch that you can't turn it on, and I just don't understand it, and I hate that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I go crazy on Grand Theft Auto, and...
You tried any cheat codes yet?
I have not. I should.
It's pretty fun.
For the online, sometimes little kids just want to go off jumps and turn off friendly fire. So even if you shoot them with a bazooka, they'll just ride through it. It annoys me.
Yeah, you know, I like somehow when they have all rocket launchers and then people can die, but not as fast somehow. So you just shoot each other and you fly through the air all the time, and then you just fall down and land and get up. It's awesome.
And there's hacksaws.
Hacksaws, rexes. They hide in the buildings and kill people. And
yeah, they're camping by the helicopter, so no one can get one.
Yeah, what a jerk.
Yeah, hater.
Yeah. So that's why. You know, I was always wondering why everyone cared about him. I mean, I would just leave him to do his own thing, but I guess it's because he's by the helicopters. You gotta have a helicopter.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it just sucks.
That's why the cheat codes are good, because you can randomly respawn the best
helicopter. Oh, yeah, I forget. You can do that in the online. Use cheat codes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
That's very nice.
It doesn't even, like, glitch it up, like, make it all laggy or anything?
I don't think so.
But the bad thing about the cheat codes, you can't just, like, automatically spawn, like, all in a row. Like, if you spawn one thing, the other thing goes away. It's kind of weird.
That's sort of bad.
Oh, well.
But infinity ammo and stuff is always good.
Yep. You know what's fun to do in Grand Theft Auto? You go to the Clucking Bell, I think. You go into a bathroom, and you just... Obviously, you have to kill somebody on your way there. So the police are after you, and you hide in the bathroom. And whenever the cops come in, you just shotgun them in there, and they have no chance. And you can make it for a while.
Is this with the Campbell shotgun, or just the other one?
Well, whatever works for you. And eventually, you know, a bunch of people come in at once, and then you're locked on to one, and you can't shoot the other person, and then that's how you end up dying. So.
Is that how you lost all your money?
Yeah. If I had known ahead of time you didn't have to lose your money every time you died, I would have a lot more money.
Just know that once, at like the last mission or whatever, you can choose the one with the money, so you get a ton of money for doing that. Like, just as much as you do for robbing the bank.
Oh, yeah.
So that's good.
That's good. So, Grand Theft Auto, I'm playing the new Fire Emblem for the DS. Mm-hmm. Matt got it, too.
Yeah, but I'm not really playing it.
Yeah, he hasn't gotten very far. I've been doing it. I'm sure I'll review it eventually, but... Yeah, so far, it's good. It's just not really the best one yet. Because the story kind of sucks.
Oh, no, it was the first one. They were just, like, testing the water, see how it would work, and it was good enough to spawn, you know, lots of more sequels.
Yeah, and I mean, maybe back in the 80s or whenever it was it came out, it was a good game. But today, it's just okay. It's still Fire Emblem, so I love it, but... The writing is weird. There's weird gameplay things that they had in later games that don't carry over into this one. Which, I mean, since it's a remake, you would think maybe they put it in, but... I don't know. So, yeah. And another thing, everybody's so generic, but it's hard to make a character with blue hair generic. It's just, you have to go out of your way to make them a boring person if they have blue hair and you don't care about them. So... That's just me.
Have you heard about Ultimate Ninja 4 coming out for the PS2?
PS2? They're still making stuff for that?
It's the Shippuden one.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to get it because I have Storm. It's like probably the best one.
I know Storm is awesome, yet we don't play it very much.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know. We always play Little Big Planet.
That reminds me of a post we talked about last week, I believe.
Yeah.
A small fighting Naruto fighting game retrospective. I have Clash of Ninja 1, 2. I could acquire the ones on the Wii and the PS2. So I don't know. Yeah. I might get smaller reviews of them all.
Yeah, because, you know, even though it's old, you can always find it used at GameStop.
Yeah.
So there's a reason to maybe talk about it because some people might wonder if they should buy it.
They're fun. They're fun games.
They are fun games.
They're complete fan service.
Yeah, they are. I don't know, that's why everyone who hates Naruto hates the games. But if you like the series, you'll like the game. I don't know.
Yeah.
Joe.
1, 2, and 3 were good. I have all three of them. And then I got Storm, which is obviously the best one.
But Storm is, like, completely different, though. It's not a side-scrolling type of thing. And
I actually liked, like, the story in the third one better than Storm. But the actual fighting is way better in Storm than...
Yeah.
The other ones, because the other one's like side-scrolling, this one, like, it's actually 3D, and you can actually move around the whole map.
I know, and the graphics are, you know, it's that HD quality.
Yes,
you gotta
it
love.
Is.
You said, like, story. Does it, like, retread, like, the show and manga, or does it create
its own? Like a mix of both. Like, there's some parts that you're just doing missions for certain people that have nothing to do with anything at all, really. And then you just do some of the, you flash back most of the other stuff.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
And, like, the third one, it was, like, this whole complete story that had nothing to do with anything, but it was actually a story. So, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
You, like, had to collect crystals or something weird like that.
Yeah.
But...
I don't know. It's Naruto. It's going to be semi-generic anyway.
Ooh.
I don't know. It follows a basic formula of most...
You know,
plot
fighting
parts, yeah.
Manga of that sort.
It's more of a simple fighting game than supposed to be Street Fighter, as they say.
Yeah. Street Fighter 4, does anybody here care about that?
No.
I don't know, they're making a huge deal out of this game.
I know.
I have no idea.
Joe and I were at GameStop, we played one round of it. It was okay, I guess. I didn't really know what I was doing.
Maybe you couldn't really just... Maybe you have to spend more time with it. You can't just play it at GameStop. You have to, like, play the demo or whatever to learn the intricacies of it.
If there was a demo, I would get it, but there's not.
There's no demo?
No, not of Street Fighter 4. There's, like, of the Street Fighter 2 remakes, so, I mean, it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
But I've also been hearing a lot about this DC Universe online
some
and stuff
PS3
like that. I don't
thing
know.
No one cares about.
I don't even know what it is. I honestly don't. I've been
don't
hearing
know.
A lot about it. And I've seen these kids play it at Fry's one time, and it looks so weird. There's like every time I was looking at some games, and then you just like hear all this like unnecessary noises coming out of the people. It's weird.
Oh, is that the Mortal Kombat one?
No.
Or is it out yet, or is it not out yet?
I have no idea. No.
Because, I don't know, that Mortal Kombat DC Universe thing is probably going to be Midway's last game before they like, go out of business.
Yeah, they're selling their the Mortal Kombat license. I think Activision's going to pick it up. That's really? What I've heard.
Hmm. I know. Activision's getting all sorts of stuff.
Or Activision Blizzard.
What's the difference? For
that? Yeah,
Blizzard's like all of them, I think.
I think it's the same company. Like, the company's official name is Activision Blizzard. Like, they merged.
Oh.
Yeah. They'll probably make it into an MMO.
Hmm. Wow.
Seems like all these businesses are going out of business.
Yeah. Oh, this economy and that Barack Obama.
That's messing everything up. Barack Obama. He hasn't really done anything.
Yeah, well, it's except always good to blame the president. Yeah.
Which I have no idea what it is because I don't really pay attention.
Yeah, I don't think the people listening to this really care about stimulus packages anyway.
You can't assume that. What if we have serious political listeners? Like, what if Barack Obama listens to it himself?
Okay, well, if Barack Obama is listening to this...
Maybe he likes obscure gaming websites.
I like their picks on the NCAA basketball. They're pretty good.
Yeah. You know, Barack Obama, if you're listening, accept my Facebook friend request. I sent you one, and you haven't accepted it, so... I'm starting to think that it's not actually you. Well, yeah. So, just keep that in mind. So, now let's talk about FreightWire 2008 Game of the Year Awards.
Sam. Four.
Okay, that was nice. We've been talking about this so much, and the post is still not up. But
yeah.
We've made progress on it.
My bad.
The only reason it's not up is because these two people haven't done it, and the crazy British man that...
Never does anything.
Yeah.
I don't think we should include him.
You know, I tried yesterday to talk to him on AIM to get him to do his thing, but he didn't respond, so... I think he was sleeping because, you know, there's some weird time zone difference in Britain and America. And so, you know, I can forgive him. But anyway, we at least can talk about what we want. Burning Baboon's not here, but I do have his stuff written down. So I can just say what his picks were. We won't go a whole lot into detail about it since, you know, you can just read the post if you want to know why we picked our stuff. But my game of the year, Grand Theft Auto 4. There were problems with it, but it was still fine, you know. It was kind of a tough pick figuring out something because nothing really, like, stood out. But, you know, I thought that it was good enough.
Oh, it was a little lackluster, I think. I don't know. It wasn't as good as 07, but...
Yeah.
I think the story was very much involved.
Yeah.
Compared to the other ones I've played, I just think it was pretty good, too.
It's the first Grand Theft Auto I've ever played. Now, like, looking at Vice City at Matt's house, it seems Grand Theft Auto 4 is just way more complex.
Yeah, that was pretty simple. Just go there, shoot, die, go to the hospital, get back, die again.
Yeah, but it still had all the hookers you could kill.
True.
Yeah.
They didn't give you 125 health.
Were there different services the hookers could give you?
No, just one standard rate.
Okay, so that is how it improved in this, and that's why it's the game of the year. So, my second choice, what did I say? Oh yeah, Super Smash Bros. Brawl. That was kind of a tough pick.
Mm.
I was thinking before I'd say Left 4 Dead is the game of the year, but I changed my mind, and now it's not even second place, so that's embarrassing for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, Super Smash Bros. Brawl, great for the Wii. If you don't have it, then kill yourself.
Then you don't have a Wii. If you don't have it, you don't have a Wii.
That's exactly right. So, get that and stop playing Wii Play. Stop buying Wii Play. Why do people buy that?
It comes with a remote.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, I just bought a remote on its own. I didn't get Wii Play.
What's wrong with Wii Play?
Yeah.
It's some mediocre minigames. Mediocre minigames are always welcome.
I mean, it's fun to play with your family.
Yeah. I guess. Well, I guess it really is only $10 if you consider the $50 price with the controller. Mm-hmm. So
that's like... less than a buck a game.
Yeah, but you can, like, ride through cows or something. Like, what the heck is going on?
More LSD over at the Nintendo offices, I believe.
But people buy it and love it, and when Wii Sports Resort comes out, everybody's going to buy, like, five copies of that. Just, you know, one for their friends, just hand out to people on the street.
They just have to want to have the copyrights.
Because it comes with that Wii Motion Plus thing. You know, I don't know if it's just one a box, because then people really will have to buy, like, four of them.
It's That's a lot of crap.
Or if they'll sell Wii Motion Plus on its own.
I'm not sold on that. I'm probably not going to get that. Unless, like, a game I really want needs it. But I'm probably... I don't know. It's just, why do you have to get it greater? Why do you have to do slightly tilt? Why does that give it much more accuracy?
Well, I mean, if a good game comes out that uses the Wii Motion Plus and you have to buy one of those, you might as well buy Wii Sports Resort with it. Because it'll probably be $50, $40 for the little thing, or I hope not. Because if you need four of those for each controller, that's like, you might as well buy a controller.
You might as well buy another Wii.
Yeah, so it's probably going to be, what, $25 or $30? So it's like a $20 Wii Sports Resort come along with it. You can throw your Frisbee to a dog. You can sword fight. You can jet ski. Or I hope there's something, like, crazy interesting in it that no one would ever think of.
Like fishing.
No, not fishing. Not Sam's Castle
building. Isn't fishing in the Wii player one?
Yeah, I think it is. It's like a stupid one where your fish rod is like a magnet, and then you pick up little magnets. Like, wow. I don't know what to think of that.
But maybe like shark fishing, not just like...
Yeah, like something extreme. And they'll like kill you die if you don't get it right.
Your Wii gets its head bitten off.
Yeah, that would be cool. Something tells me that's not going to be in it, but that would be awesome.
Yeah.
So, those are my games of the year. Let's listen from Joe.
Well, I'm going to break mine into two sections. I have one for online, one for just regular offline. The offline one definitely goes to Metal Gear Solid 4. The storyline was amazing. Of course, it was more like a movie with all the cutscenes in it.
Yeah.
But it was in HD. So, it was actually watching a Blu-ray movie. Which I really... And the gun customization in that is amazing. I mean, you can have a shotgun attachment on an M4 with a flashlight, a laser, and an A-shine. It was just amazing.
That sounds crazy.
It is.
You know, it takes a lot for the main character of the game is some old guy. For you to actually care about that dude...
You have to pretty much play the other ones, too.
Yeah, but you haven't.
Yeah, and it's still good. I love it a lot.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Yeah, and my online one would probably be Little Big Planet. It is the most unique game I've ever played.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely deserves Game of the Year because it is amazing. As you can see from Little Dead Space, all the crazy stuff you can do with this game.
All the stuff we've made looks nothing like that.
Yeah, but the one with Martin. By the way, you guys should play Martin if you have Little Big Planet. It is an amazing level.
Search for a level called Martin.
Made by Joel B. John.
How many... place is that
the
in?
Description is real deal.
It has 2 stars.
The description is rubbish and tricky.
Yeah, but those are what people called it. I think there's 1 or 2 favorites, if that. It's probably by us.
I found out, like, you know how we got some more people to play it? It was one of my friends that had a PS3. He has Little Big Planet too. I didn't even know that, but he has it and he played that. He said it was really hard, but he did beat it.
There's every update that comes out.
He actually did beat it. Don't you remember?
He beat it.
Yeah, he did beat it.
Even we can't beat it sometimes.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing ending. You have to play it.
Every time an update comes along, it seems to mess it up.
Yes, it does.
Like, it moves everything, and it just throws off the whole level. And you can't, like, reach the ending, or our big, like, ice ramp at the end doesn't work, which never really worked to begin with. You have to, like, hop on a car, and then something pushes you, and you go down a ramp. And then you're supposed to jump off and you have your picture taken, but it, like, stops and falls apart mid-ramp.
We can't even get the picture taken because it says you have too many pictures in your photo album.
Well, that's just because you went to the win 700 prizes
Yeah,
level.
It was ridiculous. All you did was get 700 prizes. And then they keep this warning came up. It says you have way too many items. You better start deleting them. So that's what we had to do, is delete them the whole
time. It took a while, and there was some weird stuff in there. Like, I don't care about having 4-star Dragon Balls.
Yeah, and there's like 4 candles on there. Yeah, I don't get it.
There was some good stuff, but we didn't really pay much attention to it.
Yeah.
We were just, you know,
delete it,
deleting and deleting.
Because every time you do something, it always pop up an icon and said, you have too many items. Start deleting them.
Even when we were doing Little Dead Space, that would happen.
I know.
And there was some good stuff to be had at that level.
Yes.
Like,
and we couldn't even get it.
Things.
So, but, yeah, I also said, if you're going to play with somebody online, you probably should have a pretty good internet connection because it's really glitchy sometimes because I have a pretty darn slow internet connection.
Yeah.
Compared to this high-speed Comcast thing.
Just imagine if you had a good internet connection I know, and all that stuff. It would just be, like, game of the year for next year, too. It just carries over with how awesome it is.
We were playing with this one guy dressed as a Mexican, and we were just slapping him.
We finally figured out how to slap people.
Yeah, it took a while, but we got it. It's really hard to do, but it's pretty awesome.
You have to, like,
satisfying.
Press something, I forgot what it was, and then shake the controller.
Yeah, and then you slap him, and he goes flying. It's pretty awesome.
And it makes a great slapping noise, too.
Yep, so those are my two Game of the Year.
Let's listen to
that. Let's see, well, Game of the Year, obviously, Spore, probably just because of...
Obviously.
Because of all the build-up, I got it, like, the day after it came out, but then I had many computer problems, but then I finally got it fixed at Christmas, and the game came out in September, so you can understand, like, that's, like, 3 months.
Yeah.
So, it was just sitting there at my computer, mocking me.
And you look at it every day and sigh and go, one day.
I'll make blood red sausage one day.
Yeah, one of those people, blood red sausage.
It's just a huge sausage, and it's, like, gonna kill you in 2 seconds. Yeah, but,
it's not as cool as the person I made on your sport.
The
game.
Giant saw.
Like, his nose is just a giant saw blade. it's pretty awesome.
What's the purpose of that game? What are you supposed
spore?
To do?
Well, you start out as just, like, this little speck, like a germ, pretty much, in a... In, like, the ocean, then you swim around, eat, you eventually grow on land, and you just have to keep your species alive and, like, migrate and stuff like that. And then you evolve into a tribe, and you just, like, collect food, conquer other tribes, and you get into a civilization, and you have to, like, get spice, which is, like, the main resource. And it gives you money and stuff, and you just conquer your world with, like, vehicles that you make yourself. Yeah, like all this, you're making the creature and the germ yourself, and then you move to space and just conquer the galaxy.
So, sounds very unique.
Yeah, there's a lot you can do with that creation.
Right, yeah, you can make... I've seen, like, Pokemon made. I don't know, I've just seen some crazy stuff.
There's Spore.
It sounds kind of like Little Big Planet with this guy.
Yeah,
it created, like, all these people.
Burning Baboon, who is not here, but is probably listening. He made some Sporn, didn't he? You know, Spore Corn. Where people, you know, just really, what do you think it means?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of weird, because it actually... Yeah, I don't know what to say about that. It's just...
Yeah. I just think Spore is moving the gaming industry forward. That's... I don't know anything that does that. And keeps soccer moms off our backs. I give it an A+.
A+? Game of the year?
My runner-up, I don't know. Maybe Brawl. I haven't really thought about it.
Maybe Brawl. So it doesn't sound very enthusiastic.
I don't know. I played it, but I don't know. It just hasn't... Whatever.
That's kind of what I thought. Like, my second choice, Brawl, isn't really enthusiastic. Like, oh yeah, Super Smash Bros. Brawl. Even though I gave it such a high score on the review. I mean, looking back, it's not as great as it could have been.
You think it's better than... the older one?
Well,
on GameCube?
I mean, technically, yes, but I enjoyed Melee a lot.
Yeah,
more.
This was such a step up from the original. The original was, like,
the original was
characters,
awesome.
8 stages or something.
And that was awesome. And then Melee came out and just blew that away. And then Brawl came out and
it was
like,
more of like a refinement. Like, not...
It's just like, it wasn't that much better at all.
It was just like a refinement of Melee. Like, Melee was a complete overhaul and...
If Brawl came out on the GameCube, I probably would have liked it more. But with the Wii, I was kind of expecting a good online, and the online sucked.
It's horrible.
Really, you can't
say
anything.
A 2-minute match can sometimes last 4 minutes with all the lag.
And that's after waiting like 10 minutes finding anybody to begin with. Well, you find people, but it just takes so long to connect with them.
And you might as well just play against computers. You don't know if they're real people or not. Like, there's no names, there's no...
I was hoping they'd at least have, like, a ranking thing, you know, like, where beginners could play beginners and the good people could be really competitive and everything.
I'd also like random people, like, quick chat. Like, you could do, like, 4 messages. I mean, oh, you could say a bad word. Oh, well, let them... Nintendo just let them do what they want. They're not going to completely ruin it.
I like what they had with Mario Kart DS when that first came out. Like, you had your little box that you could draw whatever you wanted
so
in there.
So many offensive stuff in that.
And it was awesome. I loved it.
That was half the fun, making your own emblem.
Yeah. And then
I had a baseball that I drew, like, the red lines in there, and they didn't even match up with the white ones. It's really retarded. And I finally got that to work on the Wi-Fi.
Oh, yeah.
I just had to set up my wireless router to be open, and now it works. And my sister's playing it online all the time. It's all these weirdo people.
But, you know, that was the first Wi-Fi game Nintendo ever made,
and
people still play it.
Yeah, it's
so.
Like one of the best. Why can't they just make everything like that?
Are they still planning on charging people for the Wi-Fi now? Or?
I think what that was actually just kind of downloadable content.
Oh.
It was kind of, I thought it was something else.
Yeah, like for Guitar Hero World Tour, you have to buy tracks like any other online thing.
Yeah.
So.
But they could have done that with Brawl.
Yeah.
They could have had more people or more stages or more.
There wasn't
whatever.
Nearly as much people, was there?
There was.
Compared to million, or?
No, there was more people, but they took a few out.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of the new ones they added were just kind of the same old things. You know, there's Fox, Falco, Wolf, they're all the same person.
And even their final smashes are completely the same. Like, I thought Falco, he could be in, like, a R-Wing or something. And Wolf could be in the Wolfen.
Yeah, but...
Like, that's their ships and stuff, not just their... they're all on a tank.
Yeah. Yeah, so disappointing, but we give it the game of the year. Well, that's all you had to say,
I guess.
Burning Baboon, what he told me yesterday, his game of the year was
Brawl.
Yeah, he loves it.
Runner,
if he was here, he would be defending everything we just said.
Yeah, he's a complete fanboy. He annoys me sometimes with it.
Well,
it reminds me of the fanboys on Resistance,
yeah.
Ball of Man.
Resistance really wasn't that great, but there's so many PS3 fanboys who love it to death.
I'm a PS3er, but I don't even think that game was that great. I mean, if you really like future games like that, I guess it'd be alright, but it just wasn't that good though.
I mean, I'll agree Killzone 2 was good from the demo, but Resistance, and I played through the whole campaign. I'm not just saying this. No.
the best thing about it was when you got to punch your own teammate and it made the school sound. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. What was that guy's name? Was it Nathan?
I don't even know.
Because I just figured out, like, I know somebody in real life that has the same name as that guy. Which is just weird.
See if he makes a funny noise.
But they said the second one was way better than the first one.
I don't care.
Because they took...
Because it's in Chicago. You gotta love Chicago.
I thought I'd think of a song as I said that, but...
No. Yeah, we're lacking on songs this episode with no theme song being sang. It's pretty disappointing. Carter's not here to sing the theme song.
Burning Baboon.
Burning Baboon. Well, so his second choice after Brawl was Professor Layton in the Curious Village for the DS. I haven't played it. I have no idea what to think of it, really, but he likes it a lot.
Yeah. I only play a few puzzles, but I don't know, they're pretty tough, I guess.
Yeah. It just seems... I don't know, I know they kind of went for the whole little kid-ish look, but...
I don't know, he's Burning Baboon, he's not a little kid.
We all are at heart.
Not me. I'm a hardened war veteran.
I'm sure you are. Yeah. Okay, so he liked Professor Layton. I'm not sure what his third choice would have been, but we don't care about third choices. So our poll, everybody already kind of saw the results of that, but the winner was Fallout 3.
Woo.
Yeah. I don't know.
I care about third choices.
Oh,
I would have went to Grand Theft Auto 4 too.
Okay, so there's your third choice. My third choice, what would it have been?
World of Goo.
No.
My fourth choice would have been Burnout Paradise, probably.
Fourth choice? Fifth choice. How about that?
I don't even know.
But
all the games I get for
Super Smash Bros.
No. All the games I get for PS3, I've loved, so... There hasn't been one where I really hate at all.
You must not have gotten Lair then.
Lair. Nope.
Haze. That was horrible.
That was just a demo, so that doesn't count.
Yeah, but the devil is ridiculous. I mean, you could shoot your own teammates in the back of the
head. It was more fun to shoot your teammates than it was to play the game. Which is kind of true about a lot of games.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
And they say the weirdest stuff, like Star Fox. That's pretty much the whole fun of the game, to shoot everyone.
See what and they go say. Like, hey, stop that. They go, cut it out, wise guy, or whatever cheesy thing they say.
Hey, Einstein, I'm on your side.
Star Fox. Are they ever going to make another one of those?
I hope so.
Because with the DS one, you know, all the endings were like endings. I mean, unless it was some prequel of sorts.
Crap. I like Star Fox. Star Fox Assault.
I know, it's cheesy and it's annoying and it has Slippy, but it was a fun game.
No, really, I don't care about Slippy. It has Peppy.
Yeah. Peppy, like, died, sort of, in the GameCube
what
one.
What if someone didn't play then?
No,
on,
but
man.
He wasn't actually dead. He came back to life,
yeah.
So it doesn't count. Same, like, with half the characters. They all died and came back. I hate how they do that.
Why can't they just say, they're dead, get over it?
Because that would just... People would like that, and you can't do that. So I was saying third choice, it'd either be Left 4 Dead, Call of Duty World at War, or... I don't know. What could I say? Braid probably wouldn't make the list. It wouldn't. I'd have to see the list of stuff, but nothing's coming to mind, really.
Yeah.
What about Matt? What's your third choice?
Maybe Call of Duty. I don't know. I haven't really thought about third choice.
Yeah, and you're like talking about the Wii version too.
Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe just something I needed. Just like something what the Wii needed. What we needed, huh? Wii puns.
You know, the Wii is getting a lot of hardcore stuff lately with Mad World and House of the Dead, Overkill.
Kind of.
That's
Dead
not
Space
out yet. And Oni Chanbara Bikini Zombie Slayers.
Yeah.
You know, it's getting kind of adult now, and I like it. I just hope one of those games is good. Man, Dead Rising, forgot to say
that. Oh, but that's a half-aid port.
Yeah. Well,
I prefer the old button push-in stuff. I don't like that sensitivity stuff.
Yeah, it's getting kind of annoying.
Most games only use it a little bit. Like, in No More Heroes, it's... First, like, just some special moves, like wrestling, you go, like, it'll tell you what to do. You don't have to, like, memorize left, right, left, or something like that. Like, if you get a guy's health low enough, it's like, it has a direction on the screen, you swing that way, and he explodes in a fountain of blood and money.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So everybody has money, like, stuffed in their bodies, just waiting to be exploded outward from...
That one Wii game that you had, that shooter one, was like one of the first ones.
Red
you had.
Steel.
Red Steel.
Yeah. I just was terrible at that game because I could not aim at all. It was always like shaking my hands.
That's not you, it's the game. It's horrible.
I remember me and Matt went into a GameStop and they were saying like, oh yeah, Red Steel is 50% off. And for good reason too. Don't know why anyone would want to buy Red Steel.
Well, that like, was wow. Only like... I don't know, a few months
I don't know, there's
ago.
A lot of characters you could choose from, like that dinosaur.
Yeah, you could be the
guy.
Dinosaur guy, you could be the fish
chef,
cutter.
Chef
you could be the chef, you could be a, you know, Japanese generic gangster-looking dude.
Yeah.
There was a lot.
And I actually got to the point in the campaign where you fought those guys. It's in this weird, like, you have to go around to get
was,
the
was that dinosaur dressed-up guy, like, at a children's birthday party?
No, it's
just come in and kill him.
It's like in this creepo's, like, warehouse, and he has all these, like, bunny snipers, and he has a ski.
And that's not even a Japanese game, is it?
Like, it's, like, pretending to be Japanese.
Yeah, it's one of those, like, trying-to-be-Japanese games, you can tell.
Yeah.
The whole Red Steel, and... But when that came out, it was the first first-person shooter I ever had. I liked it. But I had nothing to compare it to, so I couldn't really hate it.
The Call of Duty.
Yeah. You know, the sword fighting sucked, but I thought it was just me doing something wrong.
No, it was the game. I did long, deliberate motions.
It tells you exactly what to do, and I did it, and it wouldn't work.
There was way too many button configurations in that game, too.
Yeah, and the words were so small, you couldn't, like, read anything. You couldn't see what you were doing.
I do remember that game, bro.
But, yeah, okay.
Wasn't all
long.
The billboards, like, in Japanese or something, you couldn't even read them?
Yeah, and I thought, like, wow, that's pretty cool. But It's not anymore. So what were we talking about?
The game polls. Of the year.
Yeah, the polls.
All the polls.
How did we get to Red Steel?
How did we?
You weren't a fan of the, like, Waggle and stuff. Yeah.
And you were talking about Call of Duty.
Yeah.
And, yeah, do you think they're going to have a Wii 2 for the next system, or they're going to go back to normal buttons?
No, they're going to call
Wii 2.
Wii 200.
The Wii 200.
Wii 2600.
Or they're going to come up with some stupid name.
I'm sure the PlayStation will have PS4 or nothing.
Yeah. It's like people have forgotten that Wii is a really bad name. Like, why doesn't anyone get annoyed by how sucky a name Wii is?
No, I figured it out. The next one's going to be called the Twii.
The Twii.
T-W-I-I.
Why the Twii?
Explains. So, like, two Wii.
Oh,
Twii.
Yeah.
Twii.
Twii.
So actually, I should call it Xbox 720.
That's what people say. I think they'll call it with something.
I think they'll jump to 1080.
I think it'll be, like, the T-Octagon or something. They'll just change it up on people.
And they won't expect it. It's gonna come in an octagon.
It'll be an octagon.
Xbox octagon.
That would be awesome. Not really. The Xbox octagon.
The Xbox.
Wait, then it can't be an Xbox. It's an X octagon. Wow. Okay, so I said the first choice for everyone's poll answers. That was Fallout 3. I was saying Frayed. Okay. Oh, that's the podcast you're listening to, in case you forgot.
Yeah.
Barack Obama. Now.
Are you on your Facebook, Barack?
Yeah, you should be, because that's where it's at. Choice number two, the winner was, I can't remember what it was. Oh, man, I'm going to have to go look at the site right now, and we're going to have to figure out something to say while I do it.
Let's see.
What new downloaded stuff are you guys looking at lately?
Demos, mostly.
Demos?
We were just playing the Watchmen demo.
Oh, yeah, we're going to probably have a little post on that soon.
Yeah, it was a pretty fun beat-em-up. Whoa, that's a long password.
Yeah, it is a long password. You know, because me and Matt just finished the book and stuff.
Yeah.
So we wanted to play the game, and we want to see the movie, but, you know, we'll get to that eventually.
Mm-hmm. I recently downloaded the Hawks Tom Clancy game. They just don't spend enough time, like, actually making those games. They always have another one come out as soon as the other one.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think they spend enough time actually doing something better with it. But, I mean, it was decent for, like, a flying game, but...
We got our results. The runner-up was Super Smash Bros. Brawl. It was almost Metal Gear Solid 4, but Burning Baboon told us that he voted a bunch of times.
Oh, come on,
He
man.
Said he voted, he like, it. Three times, and it. I found out that, you know, it won by more than, like, 3 points. So it's not really his fault.
But maybe they saw, that's almost going to win. I should vote for it.
Third place was Metal Gear Solid, though.
Amazing game. It is. Yeah. You should play.
The Year of the Four is Left 4 Dead, Grand Theft Auto 4, Metal Gear Solid 4. What other fours were there?
Fallout.
It was Call of Duty 4 last year. Okay, fifth place was a tie, Grand Theft Auto 4 and Left 4 Dead. What else?
Surprised Gamertag hasn't come up with one for Metal Gear Solid 4.
We need more stuff from Gamertag.
Yeah.
I saw his Yorn
Theft Auto
thing.
Forever!
What
is it? Metal Gear Solid 4, the game, the movie!
The game, the movie. Yeah, we should make our own gamer tag thing. Because those are awesome. We took them all off.
Tag.
That wouldn't make sense. That just wouldn't make any
Whatever.
Sense.
Whatever.
World of Goo.
You know, Joe, you had all those gamer tag things on your YouTube, but you took them off.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why? Why?
Because they're just too good for that. It's too good for YouTube.
Oh, yeah, it was too good for YouTube.
You should just get the podcast on iTunes.
That's what I get. It's like three things a day. Awesome.
Except there hasn't been any gamer tag only.
I think people hate him. You know, he's like one of the least watched
things. I know. There's like either people that like completely love him or they like hate him horribly. They're like, why does this guy keep coming up with new ones?
He's hilarious. Is he like one of the writers or something?
I have
like,
no.
I mean, where did he come
I have no
from?
Idea, but I did watch this one where they're like giving the game of the years and stuff, and he was actually in there.
Yeah. He was like given the stupid awards, wasn't he?
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, you said the.
No, but this was something else, though. It was a serious one. He was just sitting in the office.
Oh, yeah.
But that one was funny, though, the stupid one.
He's like, the least watched Let's Play segment?
Gamer's
Game
head.
Of Day. And he's like, what?
Oh. That was a good start.
Yeah. Sixth place on the reader's answers for Game of the Year. It's a tie. Three-way tie.
Not three-way.
World of Goo, Gears of War 2, and Mario Kart Wii.
What is World of Goo?
World of Goo is a downloadable Wii game where you have, or it's on PC too. You take a bunch of little blobs of goo and build them into things to solve puzzles. And it wasn't bad from what I played. I don't know if it's Game of the Year, as IGN said on their Game of the Year for Wii. But, you know, sure.
It kind of sounds like that one old Japanese like demo that they played where you just roll around and like pick up stuff.
Demasi, they're still like. The guy who made that just had something off on the PlayStation Network. Nobi Nobi Boy, which has, like, no point at all. You're just some guy who walks around, and it's hard to describe because it has no point to it. Seriously, it has no point.
Gears 2, it's okay. This seems overly violent.
I've seen more overly violent things.
I guess.
It's okay, you know. It's just, yeah. Mario Kart Wii, you have that, man.
Meh. I give it a big solid meh.
Oh, so not even sixth place worthy.
I thought it was okay. I've played it several times.
I played it for a week. I shelled out $60 for the game and the wheel, and I played it for a week.
What's the purpose of having the wheel?
It's like more to grab onto, because it's hard to like. Because it's hard just to hold the remote, and I don't know, it feels a little weird, but the wheel feels weird still, but not as.
I think the DS one is better.
Yeah, I agree.
It just controls better, the online is actually better. Well, maybe not. The Wii, it was like the only good online game for the Wii is Mario Kart. So it has that going.
Call of Duty.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Because it's you can compare it to the 360 and PS3 ones, and it's just not
it's
as
horrible,
good.
It's horrible, but...
The graphics suck. You're missing all these modes and maps.
Shut up.
And they have double XP all the time just to give people reason to play it. It's like, don't leave. I mean, come on. You'll level up fast.
I guess. I do sometimes get 80 XP for a kill.
Yeah.
What?
Because, like, I have a last stand or second chance, it's called. I'm like, I'll kill someone with that, and if it's double XP weekend, I'll get 80.
Do they still have a double XP weekend on the Wii?
Yeah, it was.
Like,
was
doubling playing. Even what they have?
Yeah, I was playing last night, and that's how I got 80.
Wow.
Double XP, so it's
so
good.
It's like quadruple XP.
If you're doing Search and Destroy, it's amazing, because you get 50 each time, but it says it is, and then you add another 50, so it's 100 every time.
I suck at Search and Destroy, though. Like, I die just as it begins, which is why I stick to Headquarters with XP double stuff.
I'm sticking with Hardcore, Team Deathmatch, and Search and Destroy.
Oh, man, well, you're just too good for me.
I'm advanced, dude.
Too good for me. Seventh place was Fable 2. Yeah, have nothing to say about Fable 2. Eighth place was Joe's beloved Little Big Planet.
What?
And
what
Matt's beloved Spore.
What?
And no one's
what
beloved
is, I think
Madden
they rigged this poll here.
Come on, man.
This is ridiculous.
Well, I don't know.
Burnout Paradise, though, ninth place.
And Braid, you know, a downloadable $15 thing compared with Burnout Paradise.
Which is an amazing game, except for, I mean, it started off really good until they started charging you for stuff lately.
I thought it was all free, and that's
it was,
what people liked
then,
about it.
It was. It started off that way, and now they're doing all this stuff where you get, like, one car for, like, $5. It's
what?
Ridiculous. I know. The well, only thing
they, like,
I might be looking
cars?
Forward to is, like, they're going to add a whole other island to it that you can buy, but that might actually be worth buying with, like, buying the cars and stuff. I was going to get this the party mode, but it's not even split-screen multiplayer. You have to pass it. Oh man, I would have got it if it was split screen though.
Well, I mean, the $5 cars, are they like ice cream trucks with missiles attached or something? No, worth it?
No, not at all. It's just old classic cars and stuff. I don't know.
But they're not even like the real cars themselves, right? They're just like replicas, sort of.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, I mean.
Well, they're also like cars from the old Burnout Paradise. I mean, old Burnout games.
But who really paid attention to like, oh yeah, this car from the Burnout game?
I don't know.
I mean, I
maybe it was like the last car in the game, and it was like the Uber car.
The ones like the race truck ones or something. They have fire trucks. Is that in there at least?
No, I don't even know.
Then it sucks.
No,
10th place was Dead Space, and, yeah, so.
I don't think you have to read all that.
I think you need to.
Okay, let's read 11th place ties, all the other answers, so all these had just one vote. Dead Space was, 10th with 3 votes, which gave it 1%, which means there was a lot of people who answered. So 11th place, one vote for all of these. Professor Layton, The Curious Village. Yeah. Prince of Persia, Valkyria Chronicles.
Valkyria.
Okay. Saints Row 2, World of Warcraft, Wrath of the Lich King, Crisis Warhead, Warhammer Online. There's a lot of stuff with war in it. Like 3 games in a row with war in it, the titles.
And then Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Vegas.
I think that was probably the best Tom Clancy game.
I haven't played it.
I've played it probably several times, and I thought it was pretty decent.
Pretty decent.
Nothing compared to a Call of Duty or anything, but I mean,
of course.
If you're going to play just like a first-person shooter, that's alright.
There's a lot more teamwork to that, isn't there? Because Call of Duty, you kind of just run through and do whatever you want.
I guess you can say that.
There isn't a whole lot of teamwork going on in Call of Duty.
Not at all.
You have to admit.
Actually, there's a lack of teamwork. If you play hardcore, there's gay people who just shoot you the whole time.
Wow. So like we were saying before, some games it's funner to kill your
except it's stupid because if you kill your teammate, then you like die for like 50 seconds and you just have to sit there.
I never spend a whole lot of time on hardcore with Call of Duty World at War. I did it once, and it was pretty cool, though. Well, there's our game of the years. We are probably going to wrap this podcast up soon, unless people have something else they want to add.
No.
No?
No? What we're going to be posting soon.
Oh.
Just lie to you again, because last time, pretty much everything we said we were going to do didn't come up. Matt?
Your fault.
That was your fault?
Whatever.
You're the one who said you're going to do impressions on Shadow of Colossus.
I'll try. Whatever.
And Burning Baboon, he told me he was just lazy. He apologized as I was, getting this Game of the Year information from him. So, yeah, his stuff, I don't know if that'll come up. Me, personally, like I was saying before, a Watchmen demo impressions, maybe... the massage thing, demo impressions. Or have we even talked about that on here? I don't think we did.
Thing.
I think we were saying that as the podcast was not playing. Apparently, there's some Xbox community games out there. Two, if not even more, that we haven't seen. That you spend money on just to have the controller rumble in your hands.
Wouldn't that waste the battery a ton?
I thought that, too. And... there's different, degrees of rumble, and you can have it, like, pulse, but seriously, I don't know why people buy it, and it's one of the most popular things being sold on there.
You can have four-player support.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of funny how in the menu it says, like, four-player rumble party. Like, it just kind of shows what are people using this for, anyway. But we'll let you ponder that in your own mind. So, this was the Frayed Wire podcast number 4. We do Ooh. Good work, son.
Yeah, what it's called. Good work, son.
We did some good work with this podcast, son. So we're going to finish this up and, right now. So
see ya.
See you later.
Have fun.